It's hard to get a look at Erin Patterson as she sits in the dock in Victoria, charged with murdering three of her in-laws and attempting to murder a fourth with a beef Wellington, charges she denies. The courtroom is tiny. The live feed only goes to a room packed with journalists, journalists from all over the world. Cameras are banned. And that's the rule for most trials across the country. No cameras. So despite all that technology can do, it can't show us the face of an accused sitting in the dock of an Australian court. More than ever, we need artists to be our eyes, and without them, we would see nothing. Guilty or innocent, we would not have a glimpse. One of the celebrated courtroom artists operating in Sydney is Rocco Fazzari. I worked with him for years at Fairfax when he was one of a little army of illustrators in the heyday of those newspapers. Rocco is first and foremost a painter with an exhibition that's coming up, which we'll talk about later, and an illustrator and a courtroom artist. He recently did Alan Jones. We will have to investigate that in depth. To discuss his trade, its pitfalls and its pleasures, Rocco joins me now. Welcome to Late Night Live.
Oh, hello, Dave. How are you?
How'd you get into this?
Well, when I started at the Herald, we had a courtroom artist who was the full-time court artist, and our art director appointed me as the, the stand-in man. So when Gary Lightfoot, who was the court artist then, was sick or couldn't make it, I would go and fill in for him. So that's how I started off. And when he left, I became the man, I guess. But by that time, newspapers had stopped using a lot of court art, but I still had quite a bit happening.
For the big trials.
For the big trials, that's right. But there used to be a dedicated page on the paper for courts, if you remember. And, at least 3-4 times a week, we had courtroom art on the pages of the newspaper.
And they were in the days, of course, when those newspapers made millions
that's
of
right.
dollars a yep. week. Rocco, can you remember the first trial you drew?
Yes, it was Andrew Kolasich, the Manly Hotel person who took his wife for whose wife was killed while she was sleeping in a bed next to him, and someone broke in and shot her. Do you remember that trial?
Oh yes, vaguely.
Yeah,
vaguely.
So that was one of my first ones that I can recall, and so from then on, Ivan Milat and you name them. Yeah, there was a few. Roger Rogerson.
You did Ivan Milat.
I did Ivan Milat.
How did you capture the essential evil of Ivan Milat?
Okay, well, I didn't do the trial, but I did the numerous appeals, and he was sitting in a room and glaring at me, which was very scary because he's a big guy, really big guy. I had to overcome the fear of him staring at me to draw. But he was scary to draw. Yeah,
I should say that Ivan Milat was a serial killer of hitchhikers, wasn't he? He would pick up hitchhikers, take them into a forest south of Sydney, and murder them. Have you ever been intimidated by somebody to the extent that you couldn't draw them?
No,
I can't imagine it, but
no, not really, because I tend to think that the defendants enjoy it. For instance, remember Roger Rogerson turning around?
A now dead, infinitely corrupt New South Wales policeman, yes.
Turning around and winking at me and fixing his tie up, thinking he was, looking good.
Do they ever ask to see you? I suppose it's a bit hard from the dock.
No, they usually get carried away after that. But sometimes the barristers ask. And I had an infamous gang rapist draw me while I was drawing him, and he held up the drawing of me to show me what he had done. So
he was sitting in the dock.
Yes.
And he drew you.
He drew me, yes. Yeah.
Okay, now bring to bear all of your professional skills here, Rocco. Mm-hmm. How good was his drawing?
He should stick to crime because he was probably better at crime. Yeah.
Now, is there a place kept for you in court, or do you have to queue and fight your way in?
No, you have to fight your way in. I tend to get there pretty early. If there's a big trial going on, a big hearing or a mention, the difference between a trial and a mention is that when they set a date for a trial, they have to bring in the defendant, and he might only appear for 2-3 minutes. He might appear in person or on a screen, and you have to get him pretty early because you don't know when he's going to appear. So I tend to get there on the dot about 9:30 and go in and find myself a great spot.
And how much time do you need to do the drawing?
Could be a couple of minutes, could be a couple of hours, it depends. And a trial proper, you've got all day. For a mention, it could be a few minutes, maybe even less. Because they might just set a date for a trial or further hearing, and the defendant will just appear briefly. And so you really have to, knuckle down and get it done.
Okay, what are the materials you use?
Currently, for the last 10 years, I've used an iPad. But before then, I used a sketchpad.
So you scrape your finger over an iPad?
No, I have a stylus, and so I do that. But previously, I used to use a drawing pad, and I used to take in my watercolour palettes and a bit of water and sit down and draw and paint, yeah.
And what do you think you can see and show that a photographer can't?
Okay, so I think what I can do is observe over a while when a photographer will take a snapshot. So I tend to start drawing and wait till they relax because it takes a little while for them to kind of get into the mode of being surrounded in a courtroom, the same as myself and everyone else.
It's not really a very relaxing situation if you're in the dock.
And then they kind of start, when they start to relax and they move their hands around and I can see they're relaxed, that's the best time to draw them. But when they're all tensed up, that's quite difficult, yeah.
Have you ever had a complaint from one of the lawyers that a drawing of yours sort of suggests guilt?
No, never. Would never do that. Although Donald Trump certainly has, and his famous trials. Yeah.
Well, that's a point. I mean, those drawings of Donald Trump when he was being deposed, they were published all around the world, weren't
Correct. They?
Famous.
Yeah, they're quite famous. And the artist, Jane Rosenberg, is a complete rock star. She kind of revived the art of court sketching with her famous drawings of Trump in a trial, and she got him sleeping, she got him arguing, she got him scowling. She did a great job. She even made the cover of The New Yorker. Yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad work, yeah.
They do good illustrations
of The
New Yorker. Rocco, when you're in the courtroom, are you free to draw anything, or are there rules about what you can and can't draw?
I can't draw the jury. The jury shouldn't be depicted.
Fair enough.
I can draw the judge. I've done that before. And barristers. I usually warm up by drawing a couple of the barristers and the judge.
You warm up on the lawyers before turning your attention to the accused.
Yeah, they're quite good to draw because they look, with the flowing robes and the wigs, they're really drawable, they're quite good. And sometimes the light's so fantastic that it looks like something out of the famous painting in the School of Athens with all those guys sort of flowing beards by Raphael and that. And it's a bit like that,
Shafts of sunlight coming into a darkened room.
Yeah, that's right. The old paneled sandstone courtrooms are fantastic for that because they have windows, whereas the more modern ones, they're like Westfield shopping malls, there's no windows and
atmosphere.
No atmosphere at all. I mean, where would you like to be found guilty, in a proper courtroom or, one of those awful modern ones,
I'm not sure that the decor would matter to me much under those circumstances, but that's, I'm not an artist. This is Late Night Live. I'm talking to Rocco Fazzari, Sydney-based painter, illustrator and courtroom artist, which we are talking about today. Is it more difficult for you when the face in the dock is really famous?
It can be, but no. I mean, when they're really well known, I've already got a fairly, good idea of where to start to drawing. Where sometimes the people that have never been seen, you have to study them, quite fast and get down the foundation of the face before you move on the colour and that. But the famous people, you've already got a bit of a head start. For instance, an Alan Jones is quite, you know.
Now, there are people in Australia, people perhaps even listening to this show, Rocco, who don't really know who Alan Jones is. Okay. And I'd like you to explain rather than me.
Alan Jones is a famous Sydney broadcaster. He's got some national notoriety. He was a Wallabies coach too. And, he's been around a long time.
He's lately been charged with a number of offences, all of which he denies, of course.
That's right, yeah.
So you sat there eyeballing Alan Jones, this famous face.
Mm-hmm.
What did it look like?
Okay, so that was just a mention. And because they're all allegations at the moment, as you know, we should note, he was not in the actual court, in the official part of the courtroom. He came in with everyone else and he sat down.
Oh, yes, he wasn't in the dock. He came in with his lawyers.
That's right.
He was, I seem to remember, quite flamboyantly dressed.
That's right. He came in and sat down. I had luckily found a great spot and he sat about 10 metres away from me. And the spot he sat in, there was fabulous light coming in, so that was great. It came in, it was coming off the ceiling, and he was wearing red pants, loafers, and a fabulous blue blazer. And I was thinking, now, how am I going to draw him? Because I wanted to get something that would really capture him. And then he crossed his legs, folded his arms and looked around and it was fabulous. It was something like out of a Renaissance painting and it was beautiful, yeah.
It was a beautiful thing.
It was, yeah.
Yes. Did he ask to see?
No, he didn't. But I'm hoping he wasn't too offended by it. It was, you know, a neutral observation.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what you could do to make people look guilty? And I wonder what it would be. How do you make a face look guilty?
I would never do that. But if I had to, I guess you would give blokes a 5 o'clock shadow for a start. I'm not sure what you would do to a woman, you know. But
eyes, shifty, hooded?
Shifty, yes. Disheveled looking hair, I guess, maybe. Hard lines, but definitely 4 o'clock shadow on a bloke, although, you know, George Michael did make that fashionable and that doesn't always work. Probably.
And innocent? What would you do to make a person innocent?
Well, innocent. You know, it's funny, when you draw, I've drawn people a few times when they've been brought in for mention or they've appeared on an AV screen for mention and they're wearing their green prison greens and they look like, you know, crims from the casting cast, you know, central. And then when they appear in their proper trial, they turn up with a decent haircut, wearing glasses and a suit. So someone must be telling these people, wear glasses.
Oh, and yes. Looking at, you know? Oh, yes. Just as real estate agents dress houses before they go on the market.
That's right, yeah.
Lawyers dress their clients.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But how good are you at working out who is guilty and who is innocent? Is Rocco a fair judge of the facts?
I don't think I am because I get persuaded one way and then I get persuaded the other way. I would be a lousy jurist. And there's some of those barristers are brilliant, although at times I do believe, I think to myself, oh, crikey, he's going to believe that crap, you know.
Insight go into your drawing?
No, not really. I hear it. It, you know, hovers around me, but I'm usually concentrating on the drawing and it just becomes backroom chatter, you know. But, you know, it's good to hear these barristers fire away. They're quite compelling and they sound convincing. Yeah, I could never work out who's guilty or innocent. I never would, yeah.
Rocco, as I understand the story, when cameras appeared on the scene, 150 years ago or something, they were hugely cumbersome.
Yes.
And for photographers to come into a court, there was equipment and there were, you know, bags of plates, and there were tripods, and it was a huge encumbrance to get into a court, and they were banned.
Mm-hmm.
Now a camera, you know, is barely seen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still think they should be banned?
I think so. I think there's a big problem because you could imagine if all of a sudden cameras are brought in and you had to appear in court for something you might have or might not have done, and people were filming you and you saw yourself on TikTok the next day or Instagram, it just wouldn't be right. You know, people would cut up videos and turn it into memes and stuff. It would be cruel and it wouldn't be fair. That's what I think anyway.
Rocco, you've got an exhibition opening at the end of the week. This
That's
is
correct.
Of paintings?
That's correct, yes.
And it is where?
It's at Monsell Weeks Gallery in Paddington.
In Sydney?
In Sydney, correct.
Right. And the title of the exhibition?
New Works. Original.
Well done. Well done, mate. Okay. New Works, Monsell Weeks Gallery. Rocco, thank you so much for joining us
My
on
pleasure.
Late Night Live
mm-hmm.
to talk about this, the ancient and persisting art of the courtroom.
Mm-hmm.